This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm a little bit wound up. I just made a critical mistake, something I never do anymore. Don't know why I did it tonight. It's because I'm impulsive and I make bad decisions. I just had a cup of coffee in the middle of the night. So, yeah, get ready for some fast-paced radio, baby. I'm ready to go. Now, we're going to get back to these calls here in just a second. I just want to address something really quickly. Again, we have to make sure we keep our eyes on the ball. With everything going on, I know we can walk and chew gum. We have to keep our eyes on the ball. COVID vaccine mandates are back in the deep red state of Texas. Yeah. We have COVID, and I'm going to get to this Iran thing in a moment. I know that's going to take a little longer. I just wanted to bring this up. Baylor College of Medicine, vaccine mandates. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, well, they can do whatever they want. Well, that's a very live and let live attitude that's going to get us eaten alive. Red states must start coming down hard on the communist organizations within their borders to drive those communist organizations outside of their borders. The goal for your red state is to make your red state so unpalatable, so inhabitable to the communist that he flees and he goes to a blue area to spread his demonic religion there. That is the goal. And these namby-pamby red states like mine that aren't near anti-communist enough make me ill. In Texas, they ain't the only one. The Dakotas, the Wyoming. Wyoming's legislature got a bunch of Democrats in it. They call themselves Republicans. They're voting against school choice up there. Wyoming's like the reddest state in the union percentage-wise. We have got to start engaging locally. State and local elections have got to become a serious priority for this party, for anti-communists. If we can't make sure our red states are fortified, then what in the daggone, what is the point of any of this stuff? Just leave it to the commie hordes. Sorry, I'm going to get myself fired up. It's the coffee. It's the freaking coffee. That's what it is. I'm fine now. Totally fine. Cindy, go.
Hi, this is Cindy from Wisconsin. Again, you don't take the small talk normally, but I'm really kind of raw. And so thank you for everything, Jeff. I'm a listener from way back. I've listened to every one of your history podcasts all the way back, all of them. And I love them all. So thank you. Thank you so much for them. I appreciate you. Okay, first thing I want to say, first, thank you, the team, for not leading me in with that vile Phil Collins. Oh, Bill, this is nasty. And two, and I'm serious about that. just god awful, okay? Secondly, the most important thing is, no, I'm serious about that. Because that last time I called, I actually got let in with that and I didn't get to rip on them. So now I'm just thanking them. So that's one. But secondly, I don't understand. I live in a very rural area. Thank God for that, in northwestern Wisconsin, up in the woods. But my family and friends live in big cities, and they don't seem to be taking the threat of these terrorists being here seriously. And I don't understand that, because we're the great state, remember? So that's what I ran said way back in the day. And
you'll be fine up there in Wisconsin. And thank you, Chris, for that background music. Thank you, Chris. I thought that was wonderful. I thought it was really, really wonderful. Kevin, Rhode Island, go, boss.
All right, listen. We got to protect our borders. Texas, they're going to flip Texas, my man. If you look at the demographics, it's going to go like California. And their goal right now, I'm saying 400 million, they'll put the Republican Party into permanent a minority status. That's what they're looking for.
They're not going to flip Texas. They're not. People think they will, and they're going to try. They're not going to flip Texas because anti-communists are starting to take over Texas. No, we're not giving up ground. We will take back ground. We just have to do much more, much, much, much more to fortify what we already have. Lumberjack in Colorado, go.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Southern California, and that's a place that's good to be from now. You don't want to live there. Let's talk about the big thing. That's over in Israel. Now, you know, Hitler once tried to rub him out. And, you know, we need to do like the Nazis did, looking for Jews to find these bad guys and take them out one by one, the way they put the Jews on the trains. One at a time, get them out, get rid of them, and have no mercy. You know, they hunted
down. Hold on. We need to do like the Nazis did? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, they went looking for the Jews. You need to do that same thing, looking for these bad guys in Gaza Strip and get them out one at a time and get rid of them like cancer. You don't.
All right. Let's hang on for a second. Let's everything just put this on pause for just a moment. I'll set the Nazi thing aside for a moment. Let's just say he didn't probably use the best example in the world. Hey, let's Nazi this thing up. No, let's not. All right. Okay. He didn't use the best example. But let's say, let's go house to house and get them all. This has been part of my extreme concern that I tried to convey last night, and now I'm glad he brought this up, so I wanted to do this before I got to Iran. Remember last night we were talking about the level of sophistication it takes to do a raid of that size. It's a lot. It's a lot of sophistication, a lot of planning, a lot of moving weapons around, people around, coordinating time frames, timelines. This has to be done. The level of coordination and sophistication is extreme. This is a professional military operation, meaning no matter what, I don't need to know anything from any intel agency or anything else. I have enough experience, and I'm not saying I'm any world's expert or some military star, but I do know enough to know that is a professional operation. That was a professional operation. Evil and horrible? Yes, professional. So, like I brought up last night, the people who planned, financed, organized an operation of that size and that scale, are you telling me that they did not anticipate the response Israel was going to bring about? Really? Come on. What, Chris? What? Chris said maybe they thought it would be a limited response because eyes are going to be on them. And look, hey, maybe that's a reasonable fear. White House is already out there. Oh, I forgot. I have breaking news for you.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
White House out there already calling for a proportional response. All right, so let's go back to what we were talking about. Whoever planned and organized and financed this, had to anticipate phase two. They had to have. The counterattack. They had to anticipate that if you're going to ramp up your level of terror, Israel is going to ramp up the response. And the reason I'm so emphatic that they had to know this is coming is because of the kidnapping. I probably wouldn't say that it was a guarantee they anticipated the response if they had just come in and killed all those people, killed all those women, killed all those families. That'd be horrible, yeah. But they took so many of them back to Gaza. Well, now you've created a hostage situation, and you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Israel has to at least, even if they're not trying as hard as they can, which they will, they have to attempt to go get their people. And you have to know that you're going to sweep up other citizens from other nations. Shoot, we've got Delta Force or SEAL Team 6 on the way, or both, probably likely both. You have to know there's going to be a response. So back to this house-to-house thing. How many IEDs and booby traps do you think the Hamas terrorists could build with Iran providing them all the explosive materials they need? Let's be careful with this house-to-house talk as if it's going to be clean, quick, and easy. This is going to be an ugly affair. We will continue on in a moment. Speaking of ugly, let's talk about Chris. No, I'm kidding. Let's talk about starvation. Obviously, that's going to be in the news quite a bit now as the world's food supply continues to be under attack. Do I need to mention that Egypt and Ukraine, one of them's already in a conflict. The other one looks like they very well might be. And that's pretty much the world's grain supply. Anyway, do you have a 3-month food kit yet? 3 months of food? I say a 3-month emergency food kit because I'm telling you about my Patriot Supply. But maybe you already have 3 months worth of food in your home, so you don't need it. The problem is virtually nobody does. They don't. People do not prepare. They wait until it's too late. Allow My Patriot Supply to just make it easy for you. They have 3-month food kits, 2,000 calories a day, prepped and ready to go. They're ready to ship. They ship fast. They ship anonymously, and you need to keep it that way. But every person who lives with you needs it. Buy it, stash it, and pray to God it goes to waste one day. 25 years from now when it expires. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Make an investment to protect your family. Preparewithjessekelly.com because that gets you 25% off. Go now.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You want to laugh, maybe cry a little bit? Well, I've got two things that'll do that for you. You know how we talk about the system and how they just lie all the time? The former chair of the U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, he wrote a little article for FT.com, and the headline is, "Higher rates for longer are a good thing." Remember this. Right now, they're in the telling you how great the economy is stage. You're just too stupid. You just don't realize. You're just watching the wrong news channels. Everything's fine. Eventually, they'll move on, but they won't move on to changing tactics, actually opening up our energy production, stopping the ridiculous spending. Eventually, they'll just simply tell you, wait, it's good that you have less. What's your problem? And you know something that struck me? I really hate this feeling, but I can't get it out of my mind now as this debt piles up exponentially. We talked earlier about how we have two different carrier groups on the way over there now. It occurred to me, because of our debt situation, we're renting them by the hour. Think about that. Do you have any idea how much money it costs to operate a carrier group? And look, if you're talking about war footing and things like that, we'll borrow every dime it takes to operate one. Dang. Brings it home, right? Brings it home. We're essentially, we signed a rental agreement with China. Hey, can we send some carrier groups over? We're renting them. And we're coming up on a time when we don't have time to pay them back. Hey, don't come tow these, please. Oh, you want to laugh? You want to laugh some more? This actually will make you laugh. I'm not, on my life, this is serious. All right, cross my heart and hope to die. The Iowa Democrats, they have invited a keynote speaker to the Liberty and Justice Celebration this year. And I can't even say this with a straight face, but I swear it's true. The keynote speaker this year at the Iowa Democrat place is, it's this guy.
I call to this hearing of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Food and Nutrition, Specialty Crops, Organics, and Research to order. Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Boozman, thank you so much for coming.
Okay, turn it off. I can't take it. I'm not making this up. Chris, we have to go. We have to go to the... Yes, we do. Yes, we, you guys can go over to undercover. No one even knows what you look like. You guys can go undercover. Oh, we have to go. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we're going. The Jesse Kelly Show is going to the convention. Boys, get us some tickets. We're going front row, baby. All right, quit. Focus. Chris is worried about being drafted. And I already told him. Buddy, it's okay. If the worst happens, and they call, and they say, hey, Chris... Come on, we need you to come fight. All you have to do, bring your MyPillow along. Yeah, it's going to be horrible, but a good night's sleep makes all the difference in the world. And right now, there's a MyPillow 2.0 sale. So no matter how hot it gets, remember how hot it was over there? It was freaking scorching. Your head will still be cool with the temperature regulating thread of the MyPillow 2.0. Normally, the queen size one, it's $79.98 for a limited time, $39.99 with the promo code Jesse. That's what you get with MyPillow. Make a phone call, Chris, if you're stressed out. 800-845-0544 or go on their website. You know what? Get a king size. They're only $10 more. I'd get a king size. You got king size problems if you're drafted? You might as well get a king size pillow. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. All right, Jason, Colorado, go. Did I not click on the button? I think I clicked on the wrong button. Sorry, Jason, I hung up on you. Tawny, California, go.
Hi, Jesse. I just wanted to know, how do you feel since you made your recent vacation trip to Israel just in the midst of time, getting to experience the beautiful land before it got really bad? It's perfect timing.
You know, it is perfect timing. I had always wanted to see the Holy Land, and I had wanted to take my sons there once they were old enough to fully appreciate it. Right? I want to see the Sea of Galilee. I want to see these historic places. I want to see these things, and I'm glad we got to see them. I'm glad that it gave me a much better perspective on things over there as far as how the country runs, where there are tensions, where there are not. It personalized it a little bit more. As I brought up earlier, most people, obviously 99.99% of people listening, weren't on this trip with us to take this big tour, but we got to know our guides very, very well. We were with them for 7-8 days, and they were really wonderful people. And me, Chris, and Michael were discussing, because remember, every Israeli has to serve in the military, and they're all pretty much in the reserves. So all those guys we were over there with, we still talk. I still talk to some of them. I'm still messaging back and forth with them and things like that. They're all in uniform right now. I guarantee it. If they're not in uniform, they're on their way there. They're calling up all the reservists. And it's one of those things when you talk about combat, once it gets personal, it takes on a whole different meaning, doesn't it? That's a good point, Chris. Even ones in America. There are Americans who have Israeli citizens that were dual citizenship, getting the call. Hey, come on. And they're hopping on a plane and they're going over there and strapping it on. And I think about, like I said, my biggest concern right now is when they go into Gaza. You bombed out a city. You go into a bombed out city with tunnels, shells of buildings, all these other things. And that is just such a nightmare combat-wise, because especially when you're dealing with a bunch of radical nut jobs who don't care about dying at all, they don't care about putting innocent civilians at risk. That is the worst scenario in the world if you're a military going in and you do care about innocent lives. and you do care about losing your own troops. Remember, this is one of the great advantages the communists had the various times we've had to fight them in various places around the globe, like in Korea. Our troops were obviously successful in Korea, but it was a tremendous advantage for Mao and his Chinese army that he sent into North Korea that they just didn't care about their own troops' lives at all. They just send waves of them up the hill to hand them sticks. Half of them didn't have guns. Hey, run behind the other guy with a gun. Grab his when he dies. Well, Hamas, they don't care about their dead people. They want to die. You invade a bombed-out place with a million hiding spots and sniper nests and booby trap locations with people who want to die. I personally don't see any way that can be pulled off without a massive loss of life. And so knowing we were just there and talking with those people and having a face to it and knowing their families, like we would talk about their families, their wives, their kids, it brings it home. I'll tell you, it brings it home. But I'm not there. Look, don't cry for me. I'm safe here in America. Just, hey, pray for everything right now. There's a lot of ugly out there. A lot of ugly. Pray for everything. All right? We continue on. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, you see, catching up on the show, you mentioned terrorist attacks. I'm of the mind the U.S. may be in the clear for now. They see us coming apart. Would they take a chance of an attack that could possibly reunite the country? Remember Joe Biden's speech about Donald Trump supporters? Mega, MAGA, ultra MAGA, threat to democracy. I'm not going to play it again. You remember it. You remember Hillary Clinton last week going on TV saying anyone who supports Trump needs to be deprogrammed. Here's what you might not remember, because it seems like a million years ago. Remember the Tea Party? Remember how big the Tea Party was? It was huge. I was at them. Shoot, I was running for Congress back then. I was giving speeches at them. But you remember, either you were there or you remember them, unless you're a kid who wasn't old enough, but you remember them, right? They were big. And they were sweeping the nation. And they were heavily anti-Obama because he got in and he was doing all these radical things. Obama got up and he gave a speech and he said something about them waving tea bags. You remember, it's something to that effect. Man, they're waving their tea bags around there. And that comment
caused a firestorm of controversy all across the American media. Why? That's a fairly innocuous comment by today's standards, right? Why? Because American politicians have always trashed each other. That's the norm. That's politics. Like we've talked about before, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were accusing each other of pedophilia back in the day. They've always trashed each other. But never, ever, ever can I remember in my life the top tier of either party attacking the supporters of the other candidate. It was never done. It was not done. It was considered off limits, right? Because you're always hoping maybe I'll win those people over. Maybe I'll bring them to my side. Obama gets up there and tosses an insult at anyone who was at a Tea Party. And everyone was honestly, the leftists were a little taken aback. Whoa, hold on. What? Everyone was. Well, fast forward to today. This is now the norm. It's the norm. Especially in the Trump era, Democrats, all of them, top to bottom, will talk about 30, 40, 50, 60 million Americans like they're pawn scum, like they're evil terrorist pawn scum, and they will speak about this on television. Let's remember, these people, they have television too. Another reason presidents and big candidates didn't do that is you didn't want to openly broadcast to the world your nation is severely, severely divided. The parts of the world who want us to stay out or hate us or want to destroy us, they are not under the impression that America can unify right now. And frankly, they're correct. We can't. It is what it is, man. Chris, Washington, go, boss.
Hey, just saying, I'm from the communist utopia of Washington State. So all you red state people, you have your challenge out this way. Jesse, it has been a terrible day at work. Could you please play the Are You Gay thing, please?
Why are you gay?
Of course. My goodness. This is a very top tier heady show. Jason, Colorado, who I accidentally hung up on. Jason, go.
Hey, man, sorry about that. Listen, I just had a quick question. I wondered, how does it feel? Like, I listened to you and Hannity and Clay and Buck, and I listened to Rush for 20-plus years, and nothing ever seems to change. I just wanted to know how it feels to voice your opinion, and really nothing seems to matter. If that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. You're saying what, the fight feels hopeless, that we're just losing? Is that if I understand you correctly there?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I know you guys, it's your job and that's what you get paid to do, but I just wonder how it feels. Like, you know, we can't get ahead with the Clintons. Joe,
I'm just not clear on what's going on there. Joe, New York, go.
Anyone who says they support legal immigration is either a front for the establishment or a useful idiot. You like?
Well, there's lots of them in the Republican Party. Dick, New York, go.
I'm right here. Let's remember that when Trump was president, the price of crude was down below 50. The minute he was replaced by Mr. Biden, Mr. Biden dumped all our oil production, or much of it anyway, and the price of crude went way up around 100.
That's true. Rick, California, go.
This is Operation Terror run by the CIA with the Hamas working for the CIA, and Netanyahu's in on this and purposely killing Israelis so he can go to war for the CIA, and it stinks to high heaven. Operation Terror, run by the CIA and Hamas working for the CIA. Netanyahu allowing 2,000 Israelis to be murdered so he can go to war. He is a Nazi war criminal, and Israel was set up by the Nazis.
It's the same guy. He called back with a different name. I respect that. I respect that move. Bill in Massachusetts, go.
Yeah, Jesse, with all the sophisticated hardware we have in the sky, how come they had the security wasn't there? Why was it?
Okay, let's talk about this. I brought it up a little bit last night. Let's talk about security. One, with gigantic, powerful spy agencies like Mossad, CIA, it's easy because of their mysterious nature, you know, in the dark and wiretaps and spies, to assign a mythical level of ability to these organizations. They're able to do anything, everything. You see this a ton on the American right. And honestly, a ton of it is warranted because of all the crap the CIA has pulled. But they're not some all-powerful thing. How can something like this be done? Well, it was an intelligence failure, and there's no question about that. I have friends, okay? One of them I was speaking with earlier today, he's actually part of America's intelligence service, one of them. I'm not going to go into it. And he's very intricately involved with Israeli's intelligence service. And you know what he told me? You want to hear a frank talk? He told me, he said, Jesse, this level of failure in an intelligence service causing the death of 1,200 Israelis, he said, Jesse, if I was in charge and they screwed up that bad, I'd put people in intelligence in front of a firing squad. And I said, whoa, but that's a little extreme. And he said, now I was trying to make excuses for them, as I just did. Hey, they can miss things. They can what? He said, Jesse, on this scale, for a country that is under threat like that, they don't have the option to miss an invasion like this. It's not an option. And they have to be made an example of. Now that is, for me, that was like, wow, that was too much. But that is the level, that's the feeling right now in intelligence communities around the world about this intelligence failure. I'm not a super spy. I'm not Mossad, CIA. I was a dumb grunt Marine for 4 years. So I can't speak to how difficult it would be. But I will say, as an intelligence agency, your job is to develop sources on the ground to get assets who will feed you information so you can have at least a snapshot of the picture on the ground. You have Hamas fighters paragliding into a music festival like it's Red Dawn with vehicles ready to evac them out with their hostages and motorcycles ready the other way. The mobilization alone for something like that had to have been picked up, should have been picked up by somebody. And look, I'm not saying anyone's going to the firing squad or should, but when the dust settles, yeah, that people are going to get in trouble and a lot of trouble. All right, enough of that stuff. We're going to do a couple emails, do headlines we didn't get to, and then we're checking out of here. Let's save a baby first. There are enough people dying now. Maybe it's a better time than ever to add some life to this planet, as so much of it is going away. Preborn is how we do that. That's how we save lives. Every single day, we have the opportunity to essentially run out in traffic and save a child from getting run over. Preborn finds a woman who's already decided to have an abortion. She's actively seeking one out, and they give her a free ultrasound that you provide with your $28. $28 is what it costs them to give it to her. Help them save another life. You've saved so many lives already on this show. Thank you. Let's save another one tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. $28 buys you one. Remember, you can give them anything you want. It's all tax deductible. All of it. Give them $5,000. You fund the whole network for a day. Whatever you can give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I almost forgot about this little gem. Lindsey Graham, my goodness, you may have had a tough few days. Maybe it's been rough for you. It's been counterbalanced by how amazing this has been for Lindsey Graham. He sees the prospect of sending another 1 million American boys to war. He sees all that defense industry money. My goodness, Lindsey Graham, he's ready. Iran, here he's coming.
Well, for every Israeli or American hostage executed by Hamas, we should take down an Iranian oil refinery. The only way you're going to keep this war from escalating is to hold Iran accountable. How much more death and destruction do we have to take from the Iranian regime? I am confident this was planned and funded by the Iranians.
Lindsey, calm down, buddy. Calm down. Now, if they execute an American hostage, no question about it. If they execute an Israeli hostage, then Israel should go take out an Iran oil refinery. And, you know, this is another thing that I brought up last night, another part of my concern. Israel has to respond to Iran. They have to. We would have to. Any nation would have to. I mentioned Mexico invading Arizona and killing and raping a bunch of our women and taking a bunch of hostages. We'd have to go in. You have to respond viciously, go in, teach them a lesson. But imagine the next day, Canada comes out and said, yeah, they did it, and we helped plan it, and we funded it. Well, look, we may not be sending troops across the northern border, but we're sending something, I promise you that. You have to. You don't have a question. Well, oh gosh, what a daggone mess. Well, that brings in all kinds of other problems. And setting aside all this other stuff, the gas prices at this point in time, they're going to go skyrocketing, and Joe Biden drained the strategic oil reserve. Anyway, what are you having for dinner tonight? Jonathan, Tennessee, go.
Yes. Do you think this attack was an attempt to bait us into something larger?
I think it was an attempt to bait Israel into something larger. I shouldn't say I think that. That's my concern. There's no question there was going to be a response. There's no question they had to anticipate a major response. Why would they be okay with that if they didn't have some sort of a plan? Was it just about blowing up this Israel-Saudi Arabia peace deal they were brokering? Remember, Israel's been striking peace deals all over the Middle East. The tensions have been going away. Peace deals with UAE. They get along pretty well with Lebanon now, Hezbollah notwithstanding. Jordan. They get along fine with Jordan. There are obviously some tensions there, but it's as calm as it's been. Now you're going to have Israel blowing up a bunch of Muslims. The Muslim world is going to take umbrage with that. Yeah, who knows? It's an ugly bit of business, right? It's an ugly bit of business. All we can do is be ready. How are we going to be ready? Well, we're going to care for our family, our community, our friends. We're going to care for our personal health. Have you got your Chalk yet? Have you started your natural herbal supplements from Chalk? Have you purchased your little 7-day pill thing now so you can put your male vitality stack or female vitality stack in it, whether or not you're a man or in the Air Force? Go to Chalk and look at their natural herbal supplements. They have endless amounts. I just tell you about the stacks because that's what I love. That's what I use. But whatever you're looking for, Chalk.com, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Care for yourself now, right now. All right? All right. Let's get to some headlines.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
China's toothless response to the Israel-Hamas war. Well, why would China have any kind of a significant response? China's all about China. And if they're watching all the countries they consider competitors about ready to lose a bunch of people and munitions and money, that only benefits China. China's sitting back right there, China's celebrating. Former NYPD cop in Zeldin running bait to launch bid to beat Democrats in a Hudson Valley congressional seat. That's out of New York. Don't be surprised if Republicans do pick up another seat in New York. That would be nice. Look, every little bit helps. We're not going to take back New York, but another seat wouldn't hurt. Israel-Hamas war is drowning X, that would be formerly Twitter, in disinformation. There's an old, old proverb, much older than you, much older than me, much older than America. In war, truth is the first casualty. Remember that. Every single person, every entity involved has a vested interest in lying to you at all times. That doesn't mean you automatically assume everything's a lie. It means you have to pause every time you get new information, examine it, research it, figure out what's real, what's not real. Long gone are the days where you can just watch the news and, wow, I can't believe that happened. These people lie about everything all the time. That's what they are. Cricket, flag football, and squash among proposed additions to the 2028 Olympics. Oh, come on. Cricket? Squash? Come on! Jordan, Scalise, and now McCarthy may be jockeying for the speaker's gavel. Is it weird that I kind of admire the fact that McCarthy might make another run at this? He just got historically humiliated. Why bother doing this again? These politicians, man, they get just a little taste of power. They can't take losing it. Scott, that'd be Tim Scott, calls for a probe into Iran funds release. Yeah, okay, that'll do a whole lot. They're already out there defending it. John Kirby was out there today defending it. I don't even know if I have time for this, but where is the thing here, Chris? Oh, yeah, it's right here. I found it. Don't worry.
There's a lot of talk about the $6 billion and the American hostage exchange. I heard you also say that it can be frozen at any time. Why isn't this the time?
I don't have any policy decisions with respect to that to speak to you today, Brett. I think it's important for people to remember that not a single dinar of those funds has gone into Iran.
Dinar. Guy doesn't even know how to pronounce dollar. What an idiot. Anyway, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I need your Ask Dr. Jesse questions because Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday is coming, although I'm pretty sure I said today was Wednesday more than once on the show. That's okay. I've had too much coffee. I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.